Every year since 1987,
yep,
we have been booked at the Reston Community Center in Reston, Virginia. We've been booked there every year for the last 27 years. And now we are excited to announce that we are going to do an extravaganza. What's the title, Reed?
The Complete Works of the Reduced Shakespeare Company Abridged Extravaganza. 7 of our 9 extant stage shows over 10 days,
yeah,
with a rotating cast of 7. So if you come any 2 days, you won't see the same exact cast 2 days in a row.
Nor will you see any actors 100% confident in what they're saying.
That's a big selling point.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 403, The Reston Extravaganza.
It's great to go back to Reston because Lila and now PD have been booking us there since 1987, and we have this relationship with not only them and the facility, but with the audience, like our relationship at Merrimack Rep or Pittsburgh Public Theater. You know, we're just, the audience knows us and seems to, I was going to say love us, but that seems kind of gross, but likes us very much.
They do, thus proving there's no accounting for taste.
Yeah.
On my very first tour with Reduced Shakespeare Company, I think it was at the end of 89.
Yeah.
We took the Shakespeare show to Reston, and Jess had just gotten back from Greece and had left his contact lenses in. And when he took them out, he scratched his corneas. I barely knew my part. Adam and I did a two-man version of the Shakespeare show about my third or fourth performance of the Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged. And nowadays, everybody I run into in Reston said they've seen it. Over 10,000 people were at that performance. Yeah.
Well, and this all began because a year and a half ago, we were doing the Christmas show at the Reston Center, and Reed, Matt Rippey, and I were performing it, but we were also training Michael Faulkner, Mick Orff, and Dustin Sullivan into the show. We all went out to dinner, because Lila always takes us out to dinner there, and we're all sitting there going, wouldn't this be great to come back and do, like, all of our shows and get a huge group, a big reunion of as many Reduced Shakespeare Company actors as we can get to do the show, and light bulbs went on over everybody's head as we sat around that table. And PD, Lila is now used to program the center stage at Reston Community Center. Now she runs the entire joint. Her successor, PD, used to be a stage manager at the Kennedy Center, where he worked on their sort of extravaganzas, their celebrations of Tennessee Williams and Stephen Sondheim. So he was thinking, oh, that would be fun to do his own celebration at the community center, and where better than to start with us?
Yeah, exactly. I think PD probably saw us perform at the Kennedy Center, is where we first would have seen him. So, yeah, it's just right outside of D.C. And so between playing Reston every single year for 27 years and the Kennedy Center, whatever, 6 or 7 times, we have a big following in D.C. So it'll be fun.
It will be fun. And Lila is really kind of, she's been affiliated with the company longer than I have.
Well, going back to...
Longer than you have, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the company first went to the big National Booking Conference in New York, this was in 87, they rented a little space to do a showcase. They bought, like, this 6-foot-long submarine sandwich and I think a jug of the cheapest white wine they could find, because that's all they could afford. I think they were all staying in one hotel room. And at the showcase, Lila, LBC at that point, now Lila Gordon, saw that workshop, and there's been a relationship ever since.
No, and she's been great, and the Reston Center stage has probably seen more different combinations of actors on her stage than any other theater that we've ever played. Going back to the original three guys, Jess, Daniel, and Adam, and then it was Jess, Adam, and you, and then me, and then Matt Croak coming in for Adam, and then Matt Rippey coming in for him, and then Michael Faulkner and Mick Orff, and God, I'm going to lose track of who all's performed there.
Well, and those of you who are Matt Croak fans, and I know you are Legion.
Yes.
We're dusting him out of retirement. He's going to come because he was the original cast of all the great books, Matt Croak and Austin and I are going to do all the great books in Reston. So for all of you Matt Croak fans, and you know, if you follow the podcast, you know the kind of things he's been going through in his life. He's doing great now.
Yeah.
But what a story. So, yeah, so Matt Croak will be there. Michael Faulkner will be there. Yeah. Mick Orff. Mm-hmm. Who else is there? Dee, who performed the Millennium Show, is not going to perform in a show, but she's going to do a workshop and some talkbacks.
That's right. Also, two of the original three guys, Jess Winfield and Daniel Singer, will be there for a talk back for a couple of nights there. So that'll be really fun to kind of get the old band back together. And Matt Croak will be coming back. I think it'll be the first performing he's done in five or six, seven, 8 years. And actually, that's one show where you and I will be quite good on our lines there, because we just did it in Laguna. Matt Croak, but I'm not worried about Matt Croak. Matt Croak hasn't done it in a very long time. But remember, Matt's very first performance in the Shakespeare Show, where he replaced Adam, and Adam was in the audience. It was that quiet
Klamath Falls. I think it was called the Ragland Theater.
Yes.
And Croak wasn't going to go on for several more days.
Yep.
And we got there, we went to the box office. He said, how many have they sold? And they said, like, 63. We said, Matt, you're on.
You're on. And he wasn't ready to go on. And he went up during Romeo and Juliet. He went up on his lines. He started improvising in iambic pentameter. And I just went, I hate this guy.
No, it'll be fun to do that again. I'm glad we did the book show for a month in Laguna Playhouse in the spring. The America show, I guess, is because it's the second oldest show. That one always comes back quickly.
Yeah.
Sports we've done fairly recently. Comedy we've done recently. The one that's Hollywood, that'll be tricky. You and I are not going to be performing in the Shakespeare show or the Bible show.
Right.
And I think Hollywood is in the second week, so we have time to brush it up. But for me, I think that's going to be the trickiest one for me.
I think we close with Hollywood. And in fact, I think there's going to be another special guest there. We're going to do a little something after the show, since we're doing a show about all the great movies. Bob Mondello, our friend, the film critic from National Public Radio's All Things Considered, will be there to join us in some sort of talkback Q&A thing after the Hollywood show. That's on the Sunday. Now, we love playing at Reston, but it is a small theater.
Yes, it's only about, I think, 330 seats. So if you're interested in going, get your tickets as soon as you hear this. If it's after September 2014, don't bother getting tickets. It's already happened.
Right. You've missed it.
But it's RestonCommunityCenter.com, and you'll find the box office on there.
Yeah, so the order is we're doing The Complete History of Comedy first, premiering it at Reston on Friday, September 12th. Then doing the show that started it all, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged and Revised, on Saturday the 13th, and then closing that weekend with The Complete History of America, Abridged. Then on Monday, I think we get a day off, which would be lovely, but we might not. We might be. I don't know what we're doing. And then Tuesday, we're teaching workshops, I think. We're doing a whole bunch of things planned. Wednesday night, we're going to do an evening of lost works, and I think we'll do some readings from our scripts. We'll do some scenes that were cut.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, we could do scenes from, read stuff from our Redo Shakespeare, the Guide for the Attention Impaired, and from How the Bible Changed Our Life Mostly for the Better, and scenes that were cut. And I was also thinking, maybe one or two scenes from Christmas, and, whatever we come across.
Yeah, whatever we come across. That'll be a very fun evening. That'll be a very fun, informal evening. And in fact, we will record that probably for a podcast or three. So that will be fun. And then on Thursday, we return to the books, to the sports show. That'll be with you, me, and Dominic. Mm-hmm. Dominic Conde will be doing the sports show. And then the next night, it'll be Michael Faulkner, Mick Orff, and Brent Tubbs doing the Bible, The Complete Word of God, Abridged. And then Saturday the 20th, Matt Croak returns to stumble through all the great books of and then we close the extravaganza on Sunday the 21st with Completely Hollywood Abridged.
I'm Craig Robertson. I'm the author of four crime novels set in contemporary Glasgow and one set on the Faroe Islands. And you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We just concluded performing the European premiere of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged at the Pleasance Theater here at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And this fall, we'll be touring comedy all around the United States and performing it for a month at the Marin Theater Company from Thanksgiving to Christmas. But next month, in September 2014, we'll be performing the complete works of the reduced Shakespeare Company Abridged Extravaganza, 7 of our 9 shows over 2 weekends at the Reston Community Center in Reston, Virginia, featuring 11 current and former members of the RSC in performances and workshops and special events. See one, see them all. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. Now, it's not just performances that we'll be doing in Reston over these 2 weeks. It'll be workshops and talkbacks and Q's and A's, and many other things.
D is going to do an improv workshop. I think we're probably doing a clowning and physical comedy workshop. I know after some of the shows, maybe many of them, there's going to be audience Q&A and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think Michael Faulkner's going to do a Shakespeare workshop, one of his that he's talked about on the podcast before. It's just really, it's going to be a great event. I'm curious to see how many people will come to every single night, if anyone.
I'm thinking of going most nights.
Yes, I'll be there for most nights, but and I'll be on for some of the nights and be on for some of the nights that I'm supposed to be on. But I just feel like I'm going to have this microphone out the entire time because there will always be something going on. I think it's going to be, you know, it's funny. We're sitting here recording this at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at the Pleasance Courtyard, which has such a great vibe to it. And I've been thinking, I wish more theaters had enough space in their venues to have different shows going on, different things going on. This extravaganza feels a little bit like it's going to be to capture some of the exciting vibe that we've got going on in Edinburgh now. There's so going to be so much going on over those 2 weekends.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. I mean, in Britain, there's often restaurants and bars that are open all day long, mm-hmm. and that doesn't seem to be the case very frequently at all in the United States. But
Cincinnati Playhouse now has a great sort of food and drink set up there, where you can come and linger and spend a few hours and have a meal and then go see a show.
Yeah, well, and they've got 2 spaces there, and right. I know they also do, you know, they do theater for young people sometimes, even, and I've seen it done in the lobby at times.
Yeah, right.
So in the UK, you're walking past the theater, you might pop in for some tea, or you might pop in for lunch, even if you're not going to see a show.
Yeah.
Hopefully Reston will have some of that feel. It'll be very exciting. In all those 27 years, there was one 12-month period where we didn't play Reston Community Center.
Wait, what? Then it's off. Everything's off.
It couldn't be helped. That's when we ran for a year at the Arts Theatre in London from 92 to 93. So I'm not sure we even missed a season, but we definitely, within those 12 months, we did not play the Reston Community Center because it was our big introduction to the London audiences at the Arts Theatre.
Well, and a couple times, you and I played there twice in a year because, well, at least once, you and I went and we did a kind of an evening of reading of our book, The Reduced Shakespeare, The Complete Guide for the Attention Impaired Abridged. She also booked, Reston did the world premiere of my wife Dee Ryan's one-woman show, Deconstruction. They did a workshop of your one-man show.
Yeah, my one-man show, Accordion Lessons.
Yeah.
And Lila said, oh, come and do a, you know, it was sort of a reading performance.
Yeah, informal,
But she's just been so supportive. Wasn't one time you were on tour and she arranged to have...
Yeah, that's a great story. I mean, Lila has just been so supportive of the religious... I think she's supportive of the arts generally. And I know she loves bringing acts that might not play as small of a theater as the Reston Center Stage is. She brings those acts into her theater anyway to bring that kind of level of theater to her show, to her audience. But there was one time we were performing the complete works at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C., and it was on the schedule for, I don't know, 12 months ahead of time. We knew we were going to be there. So she said, and this was in the early 90s when my wife, Dee, was touring with Second City. So... She called Second City and says, I want to book your tour company. I want the company that Dee Ryan is in. because I'm going to book that company. And so she booked that version of Tourco back then. And I think it was it was David Koechner. I think it was Kevin Dorff. It might have been Rachel Dratch. I can't remember, but it was a great group of folks touring the Second City. And so they performed at Reston Center Stage the same night I performed at the Folger. Then she brought Dee into D.C. We both were able to spend a connubial evening, I believe is the phrase, on the road together, all thanks to Lila. So Lila has really done so much for us professionally and personally.
Well, the other thing, every time we play the Kennedy Center, she sets aside a Monday and invites, because when we play Reston for one or two nights, usually the families are not with us.
Yeah.
When we go to the Kennedy Center, the families come with us. And so Lila at her house arranges a party, so all the rest of the people are there, and you and I are there, and our wives and our kids, and it's just great. And she does this without fail. She's just a force of nature.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. We didn't even talk about the crack technical staff there at the Reston Center, the ones who are figuring out, even as we speak, how we're going to load in and then load out 7 shows in 10 days. We hope you can join us for some or all of it. Send us your extravaganza via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey. Just when he got out, they pulled him back in, Matthew Croke. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Now, I should say that it is absolutely unnecessary to bring us gifts when you meet us after our performances, like gifts like, say, a large bottle of scotch. That being said, our random fan shout-out this week goes to Andy Robson for an unprecedented second time. He knows why. Special thanks to Scottish crime novelist Craig Robertson, whose books I can't wait to begin reading. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener for 103/1209 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Yes, I think it's safe to say we love Reston, and I'm pretty sure the feeling is mutual. So come down and join us for the extravaganza.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.